When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back to Hurricane Hotline. Danny Rabinowitz in for Josie, who is with our men's basketball team in Greensboro, North Carolina. And we will talk some women's basketball now with the head coach of our women's team, Katie Meyer. Coach, thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate it.
Oh, happy to be here.
Well, Coach, I know you ran into a very tough Virginia Tech team here at the end of the season, and your team certainly wasn't 100% in that game. Tell us a little bit about the finish to your ACC tournament there.
Oh, well, I mean, first of all, I'd like to talk about how well we played against Boston College. I thought that was, you know, there was a lot of pressure on that game. I think we had to separate ourselves. I mean, we already were 11-7 in the nation's best conference, but I thought one more win would really be important and impactful. To get 12 ACC wins is phenomenal. And we played well. We had game pressure put on us. We responded. We executed plays in big moments. We rebounded the ball like our life depended on it. And we felt really, really great. You know, we knew Virginia Tech was a tough matchup, but we felt really great about our senior night performance against Virginia and then our ACC tournament against Boston College. And then, as it turns out, you know, Virginia Tech has not lost a basketball game in the month of February or March. They are on the 13-game winning streak or something right now. And I think they should be a one seed in the tournament. I think they're one of the top four teams in the country. So as they've proven themselves, as they ended a conference season like they did.
Coach, I know you spoke after that game. You said you think you've done enough to get into the NCAA tournament. Do you believe that will be the case still on Selection Sunday?
Well, there's not a criteria we didn't meet, you know, like, and so, you know, three top 25 quad one wins. We don't have a loss in the bottom 100. We played 11 games in the top 50. Great record and a great conference record, six in the ACC. They're going to take eight teams from the ACC. I mean, you need to, and I think we're one of the eight.
Coach, we're going to be broadcasting live out there. I know we had a lot of fun last year, so we're looking forward to being out there again this year. And hopefully we can send your team off to another NCAA tournament here. That would certainly be a lot of fun. But let me ask you, are you looking at your team being at full health by the time the tournament starts? I know you get a little time here you get a little time off and all that. Do you think your team will be at full health?
Well, yeah. I mean, in terms of, you know, Destiny Harden, after a great performance on Thursday night, all throughout the night Thursday, which we didn't get back to the hotel till really late. And then she was just, you know, she had something going on in her stomach and dehydration and some, you know, a bug or food poisoning or don't actually know what it was. Thought for a minute there it was appendicitis. And so she was in a hospital until we were at shoot around when she finally was up and came just to see the team, but didn't prepare for the game or whatever, went back and rested, and it was a game time decision. So Dez is a tough one. She just gutted it out. She's like, I'm playing. And I'm like, well, if you can't play, you know, if you can't play, she's like, I'm going to try. And I thought she tried really, really hard and did everything she could. And then Lazaria Spearman is, you know, she was doing some shots and stuff the other day and moving around. So, you know, I think we've got another, you know, we got some time still. I think we'll have her back too.
Head coach of our women's basketball team, Katie Myers, here with us. Coach, I'm just perusing here through MiamiHurricanes.com. You go to your front page, your women's basketball program, and I see that you guys are set for an August 4 tour. You're going to be hitting Paris, Mykonos, and Athens, 11-day, 10-night trip. Tell me a little bit about that. That sounds quite nice.
I know, right? Hey, it's a wonderful perk. It's something that, you know, we're able to do every 4 years. I think it's great. In terms of team chemistry and also, you know, staff chemistry and families. I mean, I think it's really important how much time we all put in together. And when you go on these foreign tours, you know, there's not a lot of preparation. You know, you don't scout the opponent. You kind of show up and play. And Maybe you're at a museum that day instead of sitting there figuring out how to, you know, beat the press or something. And so I think the players see another side of you. The families are able to be, you know, close to the action and not separated and just a part of it all. So I'm talking about the families of our staff. And then, you know, select boosters choose to go too, and administration. And it's just a nice blend. It's a great trip. And I think it's one of the most amazing things about college athletics is the opportunity to do these trips.
Yeah. It looks awesome, Coach. That's got to help, I would think, in recruiting. And I just wanted to ask you about recruiting. What's the timeline look like for you guys? And you know, I know you're always out there recruiting, right? But what's the timeline? Has anything changed now that we have the transfer portal the way that is?
Yeah, I mean, now is a real, it's crazy the way it's set up. It's like if you're in the NCAA tournament, like which we have been, or postseason, and yet this March time is an open kind of contact period. But, I mean, if you're not playing, you better be recruiting, right? But if you are playing, it's really hard. And so I think you have to think about, using your time wisely as a staff and making sure that, you're not missing practices and game prep or anything to recruit for the future when, the best way to recruit is to go far and go to the NCAAs in advance. I mean, that's, yeah, kids always want to play in the big dance. So at a certain point, you got to make a decision on what's more important.
Coach, if you could just give me some final words here on your team and maybe some good memories from the season, something that's kind of stood out to you, your team, maybe coming together at a certain moment as we get set to enter the postseason here. Just maybe something that stood out for you from this past season.
Well, I just think this team has been, every time we play a game, we know we have consistent performances, but there's always, in every big win, there was the week that Jazz Roberts was ACC Player of the Week, and just incredible performances against Virginia Tech and North Carolina, just incredible while Destiny was out. Then Dez comes back, we go at Georgia Tech, she comes back, she has like 16 points in the first half and her first game back, just an incredibly, like there's these inspirational performances, Kyla can jump in there and have a great performance. Lola's gets double doubles. Carla, Haley's performance against Florida State, which you dropped 30. And that's the thing, you go down our roster. Julia, Lachey Dwyer in the ACC tournament against Boston College is our leading scorer. Julia popping 20 points early in the season and getting 8 steals. And, so it's just the roster, you just go up and down our roster and you're like, They're not, this one player isn't scoring 20 every night, but somebody from Miami on every game is stepping up and, exceeding their expectations, and that's why we're winning big games. That's why we upset people, because you go in with one game plan to stop us, and two other kids are like, well, I'm capable, and here is my opportunity, and you're giving me the shot, I'm going to take it, and that's what I really love about my team. They're in the game, they make amazing adjustments.
And then, Coach, I just want to ask you one more thing here. We've noticed the change under new athletic director Dan Radakovich. Everything he's done, I think he's done such a fantastic job. What have you noticed from your perspective, maybe over his first year?
Well, I think one of the most impactful things that, visually noticeable is his commitment to the facilities and upgrading the facilities. I mean, he didn't even blink an eye. He came in here and said, these are the things it's not that the coaches had to go to him and say, listen, this is what I need. He saw it like, okay, this is number one on the agenda. We got to take care of this. We got to make sure that we're not just keeping up with the Joneses, but we're like the envy of people and we're going to be innovative. And, Miami doesn't have a huge amount of land, but you got to be really smart and really proactive and have just high class facilities. And I think that he has great vision for that.
Well, Coach, I want to thank you for the time. Again, we'll be broadcasting live on campus 6 o'clock on Sunday, awesome. Selection Sunday. Coach, we'll be hoping for some good news.
All right, thanks so much.
All right, the head coach of our women's basketball team, Katie Meyer, here with us on WQAM. Again, that is coming up on Sunday, so that should be a great show. Hope everyone can join us. It'll be myself again and Joe Zagacki on Sunday live from Coral Gables. Larry Bluestein is going to be coming up next here on WQAM as we continue on here this evening. Just want to give you one more update on everything going on here in the ACC tournament, as we have number 13, Virginia, North Carolina. That game has reached halftime. Listen to this score, 25-24. Not a lot of offense in that one between Virginia and North Carolina. So Virginia with a 25-24 lead. Then coming up later tonight, we have Clemson and NC State. And one more reminder, tomorrow we will have Miami and Duke, a 7 o'clock start, 6:30 pregame on 104.3 FM, The Shark. So you will not want to miss that one. That should be a lot of fun. I want to thank our guests, Alejandro Torres, Joseph Gacki, for stopping by as well, and the head coach of our women's basketball team, Katie Meyer. So thank you to all of them for joining us. I'm Danny Rabinowitz. Thank you for listening to this edition of Hurricane Hotline. The great Larry Bluestein is coming up next here on WQAM.